Yeah. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to let some people get in here. Let's get it. Everybody hit the like button. We about to start in a minute.
Like I said, I'm reading so many books right now.
Let's get it. Let's get started a little bit early. You dig? All right. How everybody doing tonight? Hope everybody doing good. You know, for the person who just came in, hit the like button. Everybody hit the like button. There's 4 people watching. And I only got 1 like, and that ain't right. It just ain't right. I'm going to do my spiel real quick. Looking for a YouTube live stream sponsor. King of the stream, big dog of the stream, starting at $5 unless somebody dethrone you with a higher donation. We're looking for a $15 goal the first hour to guarantee a 2-hour live stream, no matter how tired my ass get. The goal for the whole stream is $25. It guarantees that I go live tomorrow night. It guarantees it. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat, preferably Cash App so YouTube don't cut in my pockets. If you want the automatic meme to pop up, Streamlabs or Super Chat or Super Sticker. If anything weird, fishy happened during the stream, my sound go mute, my screen go blank, let me know ASAP in the chat. Let's get started. This is on Reddit. It says, I went a little crazy on my husband about a new young girl at work, a decade younger than me. This should be a good one, right, fellas? Let me know something in the chat, too. Who we got in here? Let yourself be known in the chat. I want to know who in here. I want to know who watching me. I feel creepy just people watching and not letting themselves be known. Don't be a creeper. Participate in the movement. All right. My 28, husband, 27, boss, 33. Okay, wait. that kind of threw me off. Okay. My husband's boss took this girl on from a different part of the company and now spends most of his time with her at work. Uh-oh. 28 and 18, that's not even a big difference. I mean, it's 10 years, but women date older, as we know. What up, Jay Boogie? Glad to have you, bro. Okay, he also just hired another young girl, 18 or 19, off of Indeed for a different position. Yeah, I got a feeling this dude has a motive. He trying to have all young bitches in the company. You know, they're just going to be a distraction. Let's get some old ugly chicks in here so we can get some work done. It's not super normal to have young girls working there because it's a car shop. Hey. It's going to attract all the male customers. Look, a young pretty bitch always good for business. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it was. Look, anything that got something to do with customers coming in, a pretty young bitch ain't never a bad idea. Any place where men going to be coming in? Yeah, you know what it is. Let's see. But they can do what is being asked, and the position is not high labor, so it works out. Except I just get weird vibes about this boss being a creep. Anyways, this is about my husband. So I start hearing more than normal about this new young girl. More so than he has ever talked about anyone else at work. Okay, dude, are you trying to make your wife suspicious? Now, I will admit that's weird. Like, this is one of them dudes who like, I can tell my wife anything. No, you can't. Because that's why this Reddit post exists. So this was a horrible idea on bro part from what I'm reading so far. Okay. This alone didn't bother me at first. But then came some other information. My gut just didn't feel right. One day he up and told me that she was buying him coffee a lot, multiple times a week. Well, that's suspicious. That's very suspicious. Women don't usually do that. Unless she's into you. Okay, y'all gotta bear with me, man. I'm not slow, I promise. I need to step up my reading. I need to get back reading again. All right. I think he told me because it was bothering him. And he also told me, he said to her, what, do you have a crush on me or something? Oh, gosh. What is this dude thinking? Like, why would you tell your wife this? I can't make it make sense in my mind, guys. I just can't make it make sense. And told her to save her money, which I respect him for and for telling me. However, it's strange to me how he told me that. She got a white girl tattoo like you and said that she showed him a picture of it while at work. It's on her rib cage. Yeah, the stereotypical white girl tramp stamp. Like, why did you marry a woman with a tramp stamp? The dude is giving a lot of red flags. All right. I honestly started to feel unsure. Are we almost done with this one, y'all? I honestly have not felt jealous in a long time. We have been together for 7 years and have never had any doubts, and our relationship is strong. What we have built is sacred, and we both know that. However, I'm hung up on this girl and ended up telling him that I was uncomfortable about the entire thing and that it was upsetting that there was all this appeal for a new young girl in the shop and that he was bringing her up a lot more than normal. He let me know he understood why it would seem that way and they didn't view her that way. I mean, that sound good until your wife show up and she's a hottie. And then all this crap is going out the window as far as y'all not seeing her that way. But he could be telling the truth. He said it was a new face and that's why. But I said that it normally is not like that with a new old lady or man. True. I'm sure it wouldn't have been. He seemed to understand why I was bothered. He said that he would never give up our life for someone else, especially a young girl. I struggle a lot with being stuck up on things, maybe because of my OCD. So we married an OCD chick with a tramp stamp. Ah. Hey, maybe it'll work out. So once I got it off my chest and he reassured me that there's absolutely nothing there, I kind of couldn't let it go fully. I don't feel good about how I most recently brought it up and feel like very old toxic side of me came out. So she's admitting to being toxic. This guy did no vetting. He should have found the RP community before he made this leap with the woman who's showing all the red flags that we talk about. I just feel gross about myself. I was upset that she showed him her tattoo and that they're close enough for that to be a thing. This is a shop full of old men. He is the youngest guy there and is the boss, and so is the boss. Young girls just have never been something they've had until now that this new boss hired her. He has never cheated on me. I don't know how to let this go and stop thinking like a toxic, crazy person. Well, you can't help it because you are a toxic, crazy person. Because I genuinely feel bad and gross. I think I just have an idea in my head of her, but I don't even know her, and I don't know her intentions. I don't like the idea of how close it seems they may have gotten before I learn more about it. The coffee bind, the showing of the tattoo, the fact that he talked about her a lot, it just bothers me, and I am not usually jealous, so I wish I knew how to stop. I'm afraid my husband will be unattracted to me because I'm gross. Jealous wife, and who wants that? Yuck. Well, at least she's self-aware, and at least she... I mean, I don't know if I would call being jealous gross. But at least she's taking some accountability that there could be a problem with the way she's looking at this. But I'm actually on the wife's side, shockingly. I wasn't expecting that. Let me know what y'all think about this below. She says, does anyone have any advice on how I can let it go and fully be a better wife? See, when a woman is really into you, she write Reddit posts like this about how I can be a better wife. Some guys really do have wives like this. Wives that care very much about if her man is happy and if she's being a good wife. They exist. You know? Or he's just running that dread game really good. It's always good to keep your wife on her toes. I wouldn't have took it this far. He's being too upfront. Even maybe if he just would have hinted like, oh yeah, there's a new 18-year-old girl that start working at my job. Yeah, I don't know what this dude's goal is for telling his wife all this crap. What do y'all think, man? What do y'all think in the chat, man? You think he's gonna boink the 18-year-old from work? Put a wire in the chat. Should we read some comments? Screw it. Let's get into some ridiculous nonsense.
Okay, got it. Is he someone that's your type?
No. My newest and greatest obsession is the Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy for Your Area? Now, I recently just joined this group like a week and a half ago, and I've already found two of my exes, okay? I know I'm late to the game because these groups have been around for years, but I just joined, so this is very new to me, and I'm enjoying it, okay? So now I search pretty much every ex I've ever had, okay, to see who it popped up. Now, I...
Ma'am, get a life, and can you please stop, like, using your nails and hands to talk? I can already tell this woman is batshit crazy. It doesn't take long. It really doesn't take long. This woman is really annoying, and I can see why she's single. Yes, I said it before, I'll say it again. Y'all are all dating the same 20 guys from the town who are handsome and charismatic and got a couple dollars. Yes, you're all dating the same dude. Do you really need a Facebook group to know that?
found two. One, that is not his age, and that is not his name, okay? His name is not Derek, and he is not 35, okay? And then the other one is my on-and-off guy that I've been talking to for years, and somebody posted him last month asking if anyone could claim him. Now, nobody claimed him, which is a good thing, because we recently may have just started...
Yeah, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm gonna spare you guys, because I'm a good man.
Support the channel. It really helps out. Moving on.
So another huge misconception is that women think that when they act hurt and they show a man how sad and hurt they are because of him, he will feel really bad. No. You're thinking like a woman because you're a woman. But what you need to realize is that men and women do not think the same. As a woman, if someone comes to you and tells you how much you've hurt them, your empathy, it's going to make you feel very guilty.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like men are more empathetic than women. Well, women are only empathetic to other women and dogs. So I don't know. Is that true empathy?
It's going to make you think, wow, he did not deserve this. Let me make this better. You think that's what men think, but that's not what they think. Mostly the ones that put you in these situations. A lot of men get an ego boost by seeing how much they matter to you, by seeing how they can control your emotions, your mood. So do not give them that pleasure. A lot of women think that if they bawl their eyes out in front of a man, he will regret what he's done to you.
Look, y'all love the narcissistic guys with no empathy. The handsome, narcissistic, tall guys with no empathy. You know, this woman is fairly attractive. I mean, face full of makeup, but look, 80% of guys would treat her like a fucking queen. The only problem is that would make her throw up in her mouth. And she would drop those dudes like a bad habit. Well, no. Because women don't drop bad habits quick, so that was a bad analogy. But you know what I mean.
The only way to make him regret it is by distancing yourself.
Oh. Erroneous! Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts!
Oh, Lord. All right there, Queen, I just have to say it. You applied a correct logic to an incorrect situation. Let me explain this for the XX chromosome closed captioning required. When you say that a woman cries her eyes out and a man sees that and gets an ego boost because he likes to see how important she is to him, you got your signals crossed there, sweetheart. No. See, usually, when a woman cries her eyes out over small things, making mountains out of molehills, and they go to their men like this, trying to make their man feel bad, most men don't figure, okay, this is an ego boost. I'm feeling awesome. No. Most men are thinking, OMG, here we go again. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with these exaggerations. Most men just want peace. Like I said, you gave a good answer to the wrong question. It's not that men aren't empathetic. It's just men who have been in relationships long enough will know when you're trying to play their emotions. And they're just going to back up. And they're going to say, you know what? I'm not going to partake in this one. Sorry. It has a lot more to do with.
I'm going to go take some painkillers. Got a toothache. And I'm also going to get something to eat. But I'm going to let this play. I'll be right back.
A man trying to enjoy a beer on his day off rather than you trying to get a lot more attention from him by exaggerating the situation. Moving on.
The differences between a boy and a man. And I'm not screwing around with boys anymore. I am into men, so listen.
Okay, so you already just told on yourself. The boys are the top 10%ers who only use you for bedroom fun. And real men don't just use women for bedroom fun. So by your logic, 80% of the men you ignore are the real men. But you don't date those guys anymore, right? You'll date a bottom 80% or now, right? Wrong. You're looking for the 0.001% of tall, hot dude with money who's actually a good dude. It's never going to happen, toots.
Listen up if you are a boy. Boys send the you up text at 2 a.m. They send the WYD at 2 a.m. Men send the did you get home safe? How was your night last night? When they know you went out or when you just left their date. Boys can't come in unless it is after 12 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday. Men can commit. They can commit to dinner dates. They can commit to you. They can commit to a family. They can commit to a mortgage. They can commit to it all. Boys don't know how to cook. They don't know how to do their laundry. Men know how to do that. They know how to cook, and they don't think that it's just the women that need to do it. They can do their own laundry. Maybe they have enough money to get someone to do it for them, but they can, and they would if they had to. Boys are scared to talk about the future. It freaks them out, and they try to avoid it at all costs. And a man talks about their future plan, their future goals, what they want in their future, and they're not afraid of it. They honestly find it exciting because they're thinking about achieving those goals and doing those things in the near future. A boy is emotionally unavailable. They don't do the whole feelings thing. But a man can handle tough conversations. They honestly enjoy it because they can tap into their feelings and they're okay with showing that. So let's glow up from boyhood to manhood.
All right there, Queen. Before you demand anything about men, you have to have a good basis to demand something. In other words, if you're going to demand a man, you have to act like a woman, not like a girl. Following that up, she isn't pointing the difference between boys and men. Let me correct that for you, Colleen. What you are pointing out with all these things that you shot out there is the difference between modern day young men who have adapted to the modern dating market that young women like you have created versus traditional men who are more than likely older, have a higher SMV, and have those traits that you are attracted to after you've dealt with the younger men. Again, before you start demanding anything, what do you offer? What do you bring to the table? Are you acting like a woman or are you acting like a girl entitled that you think you deserve a man of a higher SMV? Don't get me wrong. You're cute and attractive. You probably have a good egg count. But what else do you have to offer? All right, let me come at this from a different angle. How many other young, cute women with a full egg carton out there would want the same kind of guy you want? And how do you distinguish yourself from them? When you say, I don't want to go for boys anymore, I want to go for men. Before you do that, you have to be ready to offer a man what he wants, not what you think he wants. Because for as shocking as it may be, you may say over and over that you want a man, but that doesn't mean that you deserve a man. Moving on.
Is anyone else loving the Facebook groups? Are we dating the same guy? Or, but one thing about them that I think is really funny is now, instead of like trying to find people that you're in a relationship with to see if they're cheating or outing someone on a story, there's girls that are like, oh, I've gone on one date with this guy, or I've been talking to this guy. You're not in a relationship. They're not exclusively dating. They've been on maybe a couple dates. And even if you have been on multiple dates, if you haven't had a relationship conversation about being exclusive, anyone could date whoever they want. So like when you're going out of your way to try to figure out if the guy that you're not in an exclusive relationship is dating, why? Until you have that conversation, it's none of your business who they're dating, so just assume they are. And if you're wanting something more, then buck up and have the combo. It's weird to me when girls do that. Like, utilize the are we dating the same guy thing for someone that you're in a relationship with and you're trying to figure that out, or you're married to, or you're informing the masses because you found out that someone that's married or in an exclusive relationship is dating someone. But I'm there for the tea and the drama because I think it's absolutely hysterical. Well, it's not hysterical. It's just entertainment. Just glad it's not my life, but definitely there for the tea.
Damn, skip me.
Let's be very clear. She made this video because she was in there and somebody tagged her about a guy she's dating. That's what motivated this TikTok. Because some drama got started about one of the, you know, guys she's dating. But nice try, man. Yeah, sure. It's not happening to you. You're just there for the drama. You too old for the drama. You look like you're 50 years old and you're still on Facebook reading drama about dating. Why couldn't you snag a husband? That's what I want to know.
Finally, we found a queen here who actually gets it. You see, these groups of, are we dating? He was just going to commit to me. He was only a player with all these other women. You can only blame one person there, ladies. That would be the person that you see in the mirror, because she's the one who's letting this guy come in and crack her taco. Moving on.
I love are we dating the same person groups. I feel like they're really helpful, but it's always really funny to see the men's reaction to these groups. Because, like, if you're not aware, these groups are, like, Facebook groups usually set up by women for women, for, like, local women, where they can post someone to be like, this man cheated on me, this man was abusive to me, and when I tried to confront him about the cheating, he did this, this, and this, and I had to get a restraining order. please just know this is the type of person, or this is my ex-husband, he cheated on me with this 17-year-old girl.
And they still love these guys that they post about. When a woman is over you, she ain't thinking about you, she ain't posting about you, she ain't stalking your social media. All these bitches, they should call a group, you know, toxic men and the bitches who will never stop fucking them.
Girl, and then became violent after, blah, 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 blah. Or it'll just sometimes just be like cheating or just toxic boyfriends. Or I went on a date with this guy and he was really creepy and he really freaked me out and then showed up at my house the next day to ask for another date and I didn't like that. And stuff like that, where it's usually genuinely just a warning. And what's really funny is that men get so upset about these groups. And it's like, if you're not doing anything wrong, you're probably not gonna get posted in these groups. And I understand if you're like a decent person and you get posted, it might make you feel uncomfortable, but like, if they're not saying lies, I don't see why you get a say in what's appropriate to be posted. Sorry.
Fiction can be.
How long do you think these groups would stay up if it was like the reverse? Like, this woman is toxic. Are we dating the same girl? Or stay away from this crazy bitch, you know, .com or whatever, or .facebook, .me or whatever. That shit would be banned the first week.
Be fun.
Oh, well, Queen, you find it funny about men's reactions to them being posted in these groups? I wonder why any man would react negatively. Let me see. Is there like a lie detector system in these groups? Is there any way to validate any story that's put there? I mean, you say, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, you shouldn't be worried about this. What if you haven't done anything wrong and, I don't know, women lie?
Let's get to the back.
Welcome to another episode of the Unqualified as Fuck podcast. I am your host, Azar Faraday. This is the beautiful Jenny B. Thick.
Hi.
And the magnificent Opulent Six. We are here today to talk about nice guys. Do women really want a nice man, or do they just want the idea of one? Okay. And this is really good because this has been coming up a lot recently for me. And I've seen other women talk about it too. And I feel like it's something that we should really touch on. Who wants to get started?
Not me, because I need a little context.
I can get started.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is a nice guy?
Well, let's dive into that minutia.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of, first of all, no, women do not want a nice guy.
No.
They want a good man.
Yeah.
Well, can I say this?
They don't want a nice guy.
I think that women and people in general conflate nice and weak. And I want to be very clear before we get into this conversation. The man that you can push over, that you're walking all over, that does anything you say you want him to do is not a nice man. He's a weak man. Okay? And that's the difference.
But he's Let's both. Because two clear. Things can be sure the same at the same time.
Yeah, but I still think.
But this is why I wanted to say a lot of men don't know, and y'all can, before we get into the crux of it, and y'all can come in and fill in these gaps because y'all are women. A lot of men don't even know they are a nice guy.
Or a simp.
They don't know, right? They like, how do you know if you're a nice guy? Well, let's get into it.
Well, I can name some. If you don't ever challenge that bitch, you don't ever tell that bitch no, you're probably the nice, weak guy. If you always message her right back within 2 minutes, you're probably the weak, nice guy. If you're worried about saying or doing the wrong thing and, you know, messing it up with her, you're probably the weak, nice guy. Don't worry, we've all been there, but you gotta learn. You gotta learn. Probably the hard way.
Let's say that.
One way to know that you're a nice guy is you have to beg a woman to reciprocate.
Ooh.
Begging a woman to reciprocate and keep complaining won't make her step it up. That just proves that you're a nice guy and she can walk all over you. So if that,
but is that not a weak man versus
sometimes they go hand in hand.
Okay. Mm.
So this is, and we'll let you get into that. You fill it in, but let's let them know what a nice guy is. Okay. Again, if you got to beg a nice guy has to beg a woman to reciprocate.
Okay.
If she hits you up last minute out of the blue to go out,
and you comply.
10 times out of 10, you're paying. Because you're a nice guy.
Mm.
Like, out of the blue.
Mm.
She can hit you up out of the blue because she know, regardless of what you have planned, that you would jump at an opportunity to marvel all over her and fund the whole activities.
Oof.
If she really likes you like that, bro, she ain't gonna hit you up out of the blue. She trying to plan your date ahead of time. But if she can hit you up at the drop of a dime and coerce you into taking her out, it's because she know you are a nice guy. If she hits you up to do any kind of...
If you ain't got no ass in the first 4 weeks, you're the weak nice guy.
On a manual labor, move my couch, mount my TV, build this furniture. That's because you're a nice guy. They have TaskRabbit for that, baby. And the man she really likes, she's never going to be like, can you build this for me? Can you do that for
me? Well, no.
No, wait, let me finish. No, y'all don't say that. Y'all will insinuate I just bought this.
Like,
I just got this.
Babe, can you put this together for me, please?
That's how you say it?
Yeah.
And he won't do it.
No, yes, he did.
Maybe he won't.
No, he did.
Maybe. I'm not doing it.
Okay, so let me say that.
Because I'm not a nice guy.
So what do you do instead?
Huh?
What do you do instead? Do you hire? Now, I dated a guy who didn't like putting stuff together, so he hired a guy for me.
I used to put everything together in my house, but now I hire. But I typically say no all the time.
Why?
Because I'm not a nice guy.
What if you're dating the girl?
I'm married, and I'm still not a nice guy. My wife...
Bars. Bars, bars, bars. And that's how he gonna keep his wife, by not being a nice guy, even with his wife. See, you got some dudes who'll say this stuff during the dating stage, but then they got a philosophy of, no, my wife get the world, though. You know, I ain't giving these bitches wifely, you know, privileges, but when she become my wife, she get everything, because that's what a man supposed to do. Fuck all that. Say no a lot in your marriage. That's how you keep the bitch in check.
Been with me 19 years. I'm not a nice guy. I'm not nice. I'm confident. I'm not nice. I'm a plum. I'm not nice. I'm consistent. I'm not nice. I'm good in bed. I'm not nice. I'm kind. I'm kind.
Wait, now I need help.
Okay, so let me say something, because I want to say something to you, and then I want to say more. So number one, like, because I think that my idea of what I'm saying is nice guys, I'm saying like a good guy, right? Like, in my opinion, there can be a good man that comes around and that provides emotional stability, that is there for you, that wants to be that person in your life that's actually like consistent. And a lot of women are addicted to chaos, and a lot of women are addicted to the whirlwind romance and the back and forth, and they confuse that very good loving with being boring. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you like the idea of having emotional stability and a good guy in your life, but when he comes around, you feel like it's boring and it's not enough because you're...
And never try to fix these women. Don't try to heal them. Don't try to work with them. Don't give them grace and compassion. She's ruined forever. Keep her in the box that she's in. Look, hit it a few times and just keep it moving. Don't give her the space or the opportunity to hurt you.
You're so used to having chaos because you're so used to the emotional instability of a man who doesn't really want you. And that's more say of what I'm thinking when I think of a nice and good guy. But I think with Six, you're talking about like, okay,
the nice guy is the guy that you got in your friend zone.
Okay.
The ladies out there that's confused.
Yeah.
If he's in your friend zone, it's because he's not a bad person, but you don't necessarily like him, but he's nice to you. He will take you out to eat. He will be at your beck and call. And he's going
to... Nah, if I ain't had no pussy from you, I can't take you out to eat. Like, at this point, man, I haven't dated in a long time, but yeah. Look, we could maybe go on one date. And if you feeling the vibe, the second date is at the house. The next 5 dates are going to be at the house until I get some pussy, and then maybe I'll take you on a date again.
I'm going to do it because, again, he's looking for a chance to marvel over you and get some time with you. But you know you don't rock with him like that. You know you don't rock with him like that, but you keep him around because he's a nice guy.
But you know what else?
I ended up with a guy like that.
But you know what else?
Where he at now?
Well, you know what else happens with women, though? This is a perfect example. Women will settle with the nice guy because they feel like it's what they're supposed to do. Listen, women will do it because they feel like, I'm supposed to do this. I know people like this. I'm supposed to be with this guy because he's nice. He does all of this.
Yeah,
so
that.
I will be with him. Listen, wait, but listen. I will be with this nice guy because he does all of this. He shows up for me, and this is what I'm supposed to do. So let me settle with this guy, and then they will walk all over that man. Mm-hmm. They will emasculate that man, and they will be disgusted by the sight of that man while they are in that relationship.
Well, yeah. And a lot of guys who weren't the nice guy still end up in that position. They lose respect for you. The more you stick around and do the right thing, the more they lose respect for you. You'll be hard-pressed to find a marriage where they've been together 20 years and a woman's still showing them the same respect she was showing them when they first start dating. It's a rare thing. It really is.
It's crazy.
Because women don't like nice guys. And let me tell you, when typically, women diss the nice guy.
Yeah.
He's not cool enough. He's not thug enough.
Poor
He's
guy.
Not swag enough.
But isn't that
Wait,
messed
listen.
Up?
He's it's not so swag enough. Up. Yeah, you want to know when women...
But it don't matter if it's messed up. You can't rationalize attraction. Women aren't attracted to it. Even if they know, like, oh, well, technically I should be attracted to this guy. He's a good guy. You're not going to, like, math them into their pussy getting wet for a nice guy. No matter how wrong it is, no matter how much they know it's wrong to, you know, to get turned on by, you know, gangbangers and drug dealers, it just is what it is. Don't ever try to rationalize it with a bitch on, like, why she should like you over the guy she been fucking with.
Typically go for the nice guy after their third baby, later in life, when they value what he has to offer. Wow. But now you got three kids. Now you washed up. Everybody done been up in them sugar walls. Now you want a nice guy. Now you want a guy that has... But see, you did not value those intangibles.
But you're not a nice guy, you're saying.
I'm
Which
not
is
a nice
crazy.
Guy. I've never... My wife would tell you I'm not a nice guy.
I will tell you you're not.
Now
nice
I'm
guy.
Still confused because
Look,
you're with
not.
Someone and wouldn't you be a nice guy to the one you're with? Like, now I'm confused. Because
listen,
he's a friend.
You didn't hear what I said.
No, you said friend zone.
No, you said me. I'm with someone. And why wouldn't you not listen to what I said? I'm going to say it slower. Listen, I am not a nice guy. And my wife has been with me for 19 years. I am not nice. I am confident. I am not nice.
I did hear you say that.
I am consistent.
Yeah.
I am not nice. I am a plum. I am not nice. I'm good in bed. I am not nice. I'm kind.
All right, you wasting seconds.
This is why she's with me. She's not with me because I'm nice. Being nice don't guarantee a woman, fellas.
So if you're, so is it wrong?
I'm confused.
So I no, yeah. Is it? I want.
Yeah, being an asshole do guarantee a woman. You notice, like, criminals and people who got, like, criminal records, dudes who got criminal records, they never have a problem keeping a bitch. You ever notice that? No matter how heinous the crime, it could be something dealing with the little ones, if you know what I mean. And they keep a bitch on the line. The most heinous criminals have way more bitches than a nice guy will ever have.
I want to ask this question. Women... Because I have felt guilty in the past for not wanting a nice guy and not feeling like, hey, this is what I should want. I should want this. What is wrong with you? I have felt bad about that. And I want to know, like, are we wrong for not wanting a nice guy? Are we wrong because we may want to have a man that embodies everything you just named?
Yeah, let's get into the...
Whoa. Let's see. Are you wrong? I can't say you're wrong. Dudes just don't know better to not treat bitches nice. We need to get the word out. Are you wrong for associating good characteristics with weakness? I mean, maybe a little bit, but look, I ain't gonna shame you for it. Just like I ain't gonna shame a lion for eating a gazelle.
Minutia of why?
So the minutia, here's what I believe.
Why women don't like nice guys.
Enough women, different type of women, to understand why they like me. Because typically, and y'all two women, you can nod yes or say yeah or nay. Typically, women want a man that has a sense of danger and some type of mysteriousness to him. And that borders fuckboy. Like, that's real close to fuck. Men that's real close to fuckboy. Women don't necessarily want a man that's boring and predictable. And that quality is real close to fuckboy. It starts to get convoluted.
Yeah, they want that perfect mix. that exciting, edgy bad boy, but he still got enough good guy characteristics to kind of make it work. That 0.01% man that they will never get.
When you're dealing with that type of man.
I mean, think about it. That guy is, he's taken. He's taken. Every woman wants him. He's off the market quick, fast, in a hurry.
And it is a thin line between unpredictable and fuckboy.
No, I don't. I'll straight up.
No, you don't what?
I don't like that.
You don't like what?
Borderline fuckboys. Mm-mm. Why are you looking at me like
that? Cap.
I can't. Even the...
Let's get the donations up. Let's get a 2-hour stream tonight. We're looking for $15 in donations in the next 30 minutes. And I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. Let's get it. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal at the top of the chat. Let's get it.
Engineer is laughing like, what? Why is
like this bitch is on cloud motherfucking.
Are you saying that I'm attracted to a borderline fuckboy right now?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so what was the
story? I didn't say any words. Ooh. I was just looking at you. I'm letting you speak.
I like a little. I like predict a level of predictability.
Consistency.
And consistency, yeah. So
yeah, but predictability and consistency is different. I think
on
so.
On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being very consistent.
No shit.
Some people's common sense ain't common. I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to them.
Go on.
On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
The guy you in this whole world, any guy that you ever liked and loved the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's break this down real quick. I mean, after getting ran through by the streets, yeah, they want a level of consistency. But they don't want a level of consistency, predictability, structure, discipline for 50 years. They're going to get tired of it at some point over a lifetime. They really are. Most women are going to grow bitter with their man one way or another, regardless of what kind of man it is, how handsome he is, how tall he is. Most women, when living with a man for 50 years, are going to grow resentful and disrespectful towards that man.
I never loved a man like I love him. On a scale from 1 to 10, how consistent is he?
10. He's been himself from the day.
I ask you how long you've been himself. The things that you want and need, do you ever find yourself having to repeat them?
Oh, that's a different question.
Yeah, I'm asking that question. Yeah. Do you ever find yourself having to repeat it?
Yeah, for sure. I've had two.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, using that metric, where does the person in this world that you love no more than anyone rank? Do they rank 10? They're always consistent. I never have to repeat myself. You can't use 7.
All right, Kevin.
Angelito, can you turn on the heat again or something? Because this is blazing. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Here's another thing I want to point out. I mean, and maybe he did get that from Kevin Samuels. But a lot of stuff that Kevin Samuels said, I mean, men been saying that since the beginning of mankind. Kevin Samuels didn't create nothing. I'm just going to start there. That's Kevin Samuels is a good representation of how most men been thinking since the beginning of the time. Kevin Samuels, see, they don't do the history on shit. They just don't. Everything started when they first heard about it.
You can't use 7. But the point I'm trying to make
is... Yeah, I'm very confused by the question. Am I just silly right now? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, consistency. Said, yeah.
That was slip.
Yeah.
You get it? Silly?
Yeah.
Yes, because what he's saying is this. Consistency, he's talking about consistently being the man and showing up the man, as the man that you want him to be.
Let me ask y'all something. Is that a rainbow outfit he got on? What y'all think about that fit? I mean, I'm not shaming the man, but I'm just asking questions. It's my live stream. I can ask a question. Do y'all think that's like a fruity outfit?
I said predictability.
That's why I said there are two different things.
But did I use the word specifically consistent?
Yeah, because that's what, and then she said.
I said I like a level of predictability.
And consistency. We can run the tape back. So okay. I started with consistency.
Okay.
And I asked about that.
Okay.
And you tried to meander all around. Because the point is, the person you love in this whole wide world is not a nice guy at all. But you love him more than anybody that's nice and will run behind your sweet little drawers. And he's not nice at period. Not saying he's a bad person. I'm not a bad person, right, but I'm not. He's not a nice guy.
Okay, maybe I'm confused. But you're
putting up with it, even though he's not nice.
Okay, what makes him nice? I'm still confused. Because you can't say if he's your friend. Okay, he's not my friend. You said if you friend zone.
He had a whole list at the beginning of what makes him nice. If they they have to ask you to reciprocate.
That's a nice guy has to beg a woman to reciprocate. A nice guy is going to come running at your beck and call. Is the guy you with right now going at your beck and call?
No.
Exactly. Look how she even made that face. No. Mm-hmm. Nice guys are at your beck and call. But you have men that want to be at your beck and call. Don't want them.
I did.
Where they at now?
Not no more.
You didn't want them.
Exactly, because you don't want them.
For a different reason.
The guy you want has similar qualities to everything I just named, and I said why my wife been with me 19 years. Not because I'm nice.
Maybe I'm hung up on you not doing something she asked you, like building furniture, because you're not a nice guy. I'm confused. Why does that?
I was semi being facetious.
Okay.
All right. What y'all think about that chain too? Like that. Like I ain't trying to be funny, but that looked like some shit out the gumball machine. Like, that looked like some shit you get at Dave and Buster's after you won 10,000 tickets or something, or whatever the fuck you call them. Am I tripping? Maybe I'm tripping. All right, let me go to the last video because I'm probably going to get off here. The donations is dry. So let's do one more video.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Let's do the VA Vets Visual Analysis Highlanders. Keep track for me because we are now playing Hot Garbage Strikeout with another yellow bit. So, all right. Visual analysis. She got the hoop earrings. That's a hotel, but I ain't going to take off no points. I am going to take off some points for the double tramp stamp on the arm. On both arms. So we're going to take off 5 points for each tattoo I see. So I see twos. So we're going to do -10 points. And we'll leave it at that. What we ranking her, y'all? 1 to 5. 1 to 5 in the chat. What we ranking her?
I'm good. Okay, you need to tell me how you say your name because I was like, I'm not sure.
It's Holly.
Holly. Okay, yes. All right, it's not too difficult for me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so I'm excited that you're here. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Holly. I don't really know what to say about myself.
Well, that's lame. Yeah, I mean, a lot of them don't have anything to say. She's light-skinned, and she's not the worst-looking thing in the world, so she hasn't had to say anything interesting her whole life. You know what I mean? So we got to take off -10 points for that.
Okay. Where are you from? Some of your hobbies? What do you do? I don't know. Whatever you want us to know about you.
I'm Holly. I'm from Idaho. I am in Arizona. Hobbies. I'm a gym rat, to be honest.
Okay.
Love back.
Oh, God. The basic bitch stereotype. I'm a gym rat. -10 points.
Basketball. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Cool. What do you do?
I'm a health coach and a fitness trainer.
Oh. -10 points.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Did you live somewhere else than Idaho?
Where I lived in Colorado. I lived in California, and now I'm in Arizona.
Okay, Arizona.
Oh, good. Well, damn. How many times you gonna move? What you running from, baby? Negative 10 points.
Okay. All right. Are you single?
Very.
Very. Okay. What are you looking for in a man?
Someone that matches my energy, to be honest.
You know what? Shit is pissing me off. I wish I had that y'all, R. Kelly, y'all killing me meme right now. She's saying all the basic bitch quotes, all the classics. Somebody to match my energy. That's one of my least favorite modern woman catchphrases. Somebody to match my energy. What the fuck does that mean? So anytime we hear that on Hot Garbage Strikeout, that's a negative 20 just because it pisses me off so bad. Matches my energy.
Okay, what's your energy?
I need someone that, like, is fun and a little more outgoing than I am. Not crazy outgoing, because, like, you know, people are hoes. and, like, I don't know, someone that, like, wants to work out with me and go on, like, nature things and all that stuff.
Okay. Okay, as far as looks, do you have a preference?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
I like black guys.
Black guys? Okay. Are you black yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. okay. How tall do they need to be? How tall are you?
Ooh, preferably like 6 foot and over.
Okay. How tall are
you? How many points should it be off if they say 6 feet or over? I'm so fucking tired of it, y'all. I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted with the 6 feet or over. But I ain't gonna OD on it. So we'll just do negative 10 points.
Are you?
I'm 5'6".
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Money wise, how much do they need to make for you?
That's a great question. a decent amount.
What's a decent amount?
I have a shopping problem, so
negative 20 points. And that's my problem, right? Your shopping problem is supposed to be a man's problem, right? That's a huge. Did I say how many points I want to take off for that? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think I did. That's just bad. That's not what a relationship is about. You're just a whore. All these chicks are just glorified whores. A relationship is not about what I can buy you. You're a bad person, ma'am. That's not what men are for. To take care of your shopping problem. You're a piece of shit. Like, she couldn't be more basic, man. This pisses me off, man. Women just should not be left to their own devices in the world. In the world. Not much good comes from it.
A decent amount.
Okay.
The fact that you're trying to, like, beat around the bush, we know you're a gold-digging whore. Stop trying to beat around the fucking bush. You're not selling us purity. When women can't answer, like, a basic question, that's negative 50 points. That's one of the biggest deal breakers there is. If you're going to be difficult with a straight question, how are you going to be when real life happens? Like, when real hard times come about. If I can't get a straight fucking answer from you on a simple question that you knew was coming when you were coming on a date nap, like, that's a negative 50, man. So those are like the two biggest fucking point deductions. If you say match my energy, or if you can't answer a simple fucking question.
Wait, what does it mean? That means he's gonna have to pay for your shopping problem?
No, but it'd be cool if we could shop together.
Okay. I need an amount, because I don't know. Every girl has a different amount in mind. So what are we talking about a year? Like 30K, 50, 70, 100?
Let's go like at least 70K.
At least 70K. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just their way of not being the stereotypical six-figure girl. We all know she wants six figures. Like, whatever.
Can he have kids or no?
Okay, preferably not.
Right, because you want to be the kid and you want to be the main fucking recipient of attention and resources. That's why. It's not because you want kids and you want you guys to share that special moment with each other. That's not why. It's not for a wholesome reason, I assure you. Let's get them donations up. We looking for $15 in donations the next 15 minutes or so we can do a two-hour live stream. If not, I'm going to hop off here pretty soon. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat, or Super Chat, Super Sticker. Let's get it.
Okay. No kids. All right. And what's the age range that you prefer?
Like, let's go like 22 to like 30.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try to find that for you.
I can go outside of the age range, but like preferably not younger, you know?
Okay. You are 23?
Yeah, I'm 23.
23. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to see what... okay, so the chat is already telling me, because I guess they already found... Oh, your Instagram is on the screen. I was like, they already found your Instagram. But they are wondering, why would you say that you don't want him to have kids when you already have kids?
Because I have my kid, but it's just me and my kid. And like, with guys with kids, there's always like another factor, you know?
Like the mom?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, do you got kids? Did I miss something? But, hey, I don't feel like trying to rewind it because it looked like I'm going to lose my spot. But did she just say she had a kid, y'all? Let me know in the chat. Oh, okay. She has a kid, but you can't have a kid? Yeah, that's another negative 20 points. Can't make this dumb shit up, man. Never date women with big tattoos like that. Some would say any tattoos, but especially some big-ass tattoo on her arm like that. She's not a good person if she has a big tattoo like that. Be as judgmental as possible when you're dealing with women, fellas, especially these days.
So what if he doesn't have any baby mama drama? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, if there's no drama, then I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, we're gonna start. So I don't know if you ever watched the show. If you haven't, when you get to a point where maybe you're done talking to the guy or you're just not interested, you can just say pineapple and we'll move on to the next guy.
Okay, deal.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to start. I have a Prince. Hi, Prince.
Yo, yo, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, God. Not the Tupac scarf. Dear Lord.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to meet you, Melody and Holly.
Hi.
Yeah. So
what's your name?
Sorry, my name is Kevin.
Hey.
Kevin Cox.
Hi, Kevin.
From Los Angeles.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Already?
Sorry.
No? Okay. What didn't you like?
I don't know. He wasn't attractive to me.
Okay. All right. We have Josiah. Hello.
Get in.
What's up?
Well, I from Trinidad, right? Honestly speaking.
Pineapple.
Okay. All right. I have a sir.
Let's see.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My name's James Mafia. I ain't really expect to even be on this shit. I've been just chilling, like scrolling through and shit. How you doing though?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not on shit. I like your hands. I like your dress. Where you get that dress from?
Thanks. My closet.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, we already know. She's not the worst looking girl in the world, so we know how picky women are. Especially if they have any attractiveness on her. But the crazy thing is, like, ma'am, you're dog shit. I just find it funny, man. Women's egos compared to what they actually are, like the net of what they actually are to a grown man who could see what they actually are, like compared to their ego, it is so off. This woman is pretty much good for nothing. Like to a man with self-esteem. She's not going to bring any value to a man's life based on everything we heard. But she thinks she's like the queen of Egypt or something. Pineapple, pineapple, pineapple. Look, most men are better than you, ma'am. But I mean, pretty much all men are better than you. You're not valuable on the dating market, despite what you look like. Or maybe just from the perspective of a grown man who know about women and know the reality of women, you're not worth anything. Like, you're just not, especially in the state you're in now. I mean, you're young, maybe you can be molded, but I'm not hopeful. I just find it so funny how shallow and superficial women are. And they always try to put it on us, fellas. Oh, my goodness.
No, not attractive?
No.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay.
I mean, this is what they go for. They go for looks above all else, I swear to God, bro. They go for looks above all else. And they say it's men who only care about looks. It's women who care primarily about looks above all else. And it's fucking gross. But this is why I don't value most women as humans. I mean, if she looked good enough, I'll value her as a fuck doll for the weekend. But it takes a lot for me to value a woman as a human. She got to show me some positive human characteristics for me to value her as a human. And most just won't. So I'm honestly disgusted by most. Because a lot of them are terrible people. And I'm judging them the same way I would judge a guy. But most people don't judge women the same way they would judge a guy. Especially a woman who has some attractiveness on her. But I do. I can look past her having some attractiveness on her. And see her for the true piece of shit she really is. And I understand how much of a depreciating liability she would be to my life. So to see her just write men off, these weren't, like, I don't think any of the guys who came on so far were, like, particularly bad-looking guys. They were probably above average in looks, honestly. that's the funny part.
I have Jonathan.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, God. Yeah, we know he getting pineapple, but look. Shout out to bro though. I'm not clowning him. But matter of fact, let me use him as an example. This guy right here is a better human than her. I don't know anything about him. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know anything about this guy. But I bet everything I own that he's a better human than she is. So therefore, I see him as superior to her. I see a nerdy, dorky dude as superior to, let's just call her a hot chick, just for the sake of the argument I'm trying to make. I see the guys who society would call losers as superior to hot women. Fucking period.
Shiwa, I know a little Japanese. I just got the. Are you a gamer?
No.
And he know. Hey, he knows some Japanese. I don't know how much he know, but that's impressive. I'm impressed. Nothing she said was impressive. There's nothing about her that's impressive.
Okay, so that, what do you like to do?
Pineapple.
God.
Hey, at least he shot his shot. And then what's so funny, Melly? What the fuck is so funny, Melly? I love when they expose themselves for being horrible human beings. Shout out to bro, man. He had the heart to shoot his shot. And he was really disappointed, too. Like, I really felt like, and I ain't mad at him. He really believed he had a chance to bag her. You know? And he should. He should have that confidence. Because this bitch ain't nothing. That's a big part of my channel. I want y'all to realize a pretty woman ain't nothing. She got to show some honorable characteristics to gain some value.
Okay. Let me see who else I have. Are you here? No? Okay. I have, I don't know his name.
What's poppin'?
What's up?
Hey, what's good? What's up?
Out here.
Where are you from? Where y'all from?
And another thing is, like, women will judge a man for not having, like, exciting conversation. But this bitch don't got nothing to say. It's just, it's all so ironic. I just find it all so ironic. Do you think this bitch could keep up a conversation to save her life? Of course not. But she would judge a man for not keeping up conversation extremely harshly, or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm from Idaho.
Idaho? Where are you from, Ellie?
Oh, I'm from France.
From France, right? You sound like you're from France. For sure.
Pineapple.
So you said you look like you're from.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
But bitch, if you so great, like, why you ain't with nobody? The guys who do meet your standards, all they do is fuck you, skeet on you, and kick you to the curb. So, what's the end goal? You got a kid. Are you thinking about the kid? Of course not. You thinking about who gets your pussy wet.
All right. I'm a guys, if you want to come, there is more room now because we're going a little fast.
I mean, seriously, like, would any of these guys she pineappled even give a fuck about her after they bust that nut? No, she has no personality and nothing to offer a man. She's not submissive. She's not likable. She don't got nothing to talk about. Yeah.
So if you guys want to come shoot your shot, there is somebody else already. You just send me an email at mandymonaco1@gmail.com or you just click the link in the description of this video. All right. I have Michael, I believe. Hi, Michael.
All right, I'm going to stay on like 2 or 3 more minutes. Unless a $15 donation come in, I'm going to hop off.
No? Okay, no. So I'm going to ask a few questions. Wait, every time I say I'm going to do something, somebody else comes in. I'm still going to ask the questions.
What's up?
So when was your last relationship?
My last relationship was like a year ago.
Okay. Was it with the father of your kids?
No. It was with someone else.
Okay.
But yeah, we were together. And then mm-hmm. I moved to Arizona. And I've just been chilling.
Just chilling. Yeah, you haven't been taking dick at all. I know. Gym rat.
Okay. The chat is asking, what is your dad? Not your dad. The dad of your kid. Not your dad.
My kid is still in Idaho.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you took the kid and ran off to a different state? You piece of garbage.
So is he like in touch with your kid or not at all?
No.
Wow.
No. Okay. Yeah. So it wouldn't be.
Why not? Because you ran off with the kid and he just said, fuck it. Or you probably made his life a living hell. Or you picked a complete dirtbag. Either way, it's all your fault, bitch.
Issue, like, it wouldn't pop up and have a problem or anything.
Nope, it's just been me and my kid for, like, 5.5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. I have more people. I have Big Dog. Big Dog, you here?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
We can't see you.
You got to pay attention to the word.
That's how we're doing this.
How you doing, Halle Berry?
I mean, this nigga just high. He trying to trick his way into that pussy? I don't know. Motherfuckers just be on here clowning because they don't got nothing better to do. All right, I'm out. Appreciate y'all for stopping by. So I'll see y'all probably Wednesday. Well, no, I'll definitely see you Wednesday.
My nigga. My nigga.
Hey, shout out to Steve M with the $2 donation. He says she ain't hot. Well, you know what? I respect your decision, Steve M. So it's official. She's not hot. Appreciate the donation. Everybody shout out Steve M. I guess we'll just call him the official live stream sponsor, even though it wasn't five. But since I'm about to get off, fuck it. You get the last minute title, Steve. We didn't meet our donation goal, though, our $15 donation goal. So I'll catch y'all Wednesday. God bless. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite you.